Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. You may know him from putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville is bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his newest podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. With his co-host, Elna Baker, they have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surfed 100-foot waves, ride 600 miles per hour in a rocket sled, and wrestle crocodiles just for fun. They've been talking with brave souls who throw caution to the wind and push the boundaries of what humans are capable of. Or, as Johnny would say, they're talking to people who have more balls than a bowling alley. I'm Pretty Sure I Can Fly. Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational, hold my beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly right now, early and free, right now on Wondery Plus. Comedian Wendy Liebman's coming in. She's going to talk about surviving two horrible car incidents. And we got the news coming up as well. All that right after this.
Available now for pre-order. Adam's sixth book. Everything reminds me of something. Advice, answers, but no apologies.
It's insane. I blame everybody but me.
Adam drops knowledge, rants, and laughs, answering actual questions from you, the listener, and some celebrity friends. Follow the link at adamcarolla.com to purchase on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or through IndieBound to find your local independent bookseller. Everything reminds me of something. Coming this summer, wherever finer books are sold.
People give me books to read in the middle of the night. Like, somebody gave me that book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. My housekeeper gave that to me. No, I'm my housekeeper, but a friend gave it to me. And if you haven't read The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, I'm going to save you the money. Basically, it says, get rid of everything in your home that doesn't bring you joy. So I threw the book away. Gave me that book, 50 Shades of Grey. I know, right? I haven't read that because it's about kinky sex, right? And I'm not into reading. So the kinkiest thing I do, my husband and I sext each other. We send each other pictures to turn each other on. Like, I will send my husband a picture of me returning clothes. And he will send me a picture of him emptying the dishwasher.
Wendy Liebman on the Adam Carolla Show.
Good to see you again, Wendy Liebman.
I can't believe I made you laugh.
Oh,
so
that stuff
happy.
Is funny. Jokes.
Thank you. Jokes.
Nothing better than a joke. especially like it's true, like returning clothes. That just strikes a chord in most men. All right, so much to talk about. A plug first, Hollywood Improv coming up July 8th, and also the locally grown comedy, which I've done at Vitello's, which is fun. It's a nice room up there.
I owe you $100 because you did my gig like 2 years ago, and you didn't cash the check.
Well, my son can eat now, finally, after all this time. I didn't cash your check.
I don't think you did. Oh. And I thought, oh, maybe he didn't think it was like a show.
No, I have to like send it to my accountant. And sometimes I get, you know, something gets disconnected.
Can you imagine, Wendy? Can you imagine when you were younger not cashing a $100 check? No.
Well, first off, I'm amazed, and you probably are as well. Like, if you have kids, like when they're younger, you know, like 13, you go like, do this, you know, go empty the this or rake the lawn, and they go, I'm not into it. And you go, I'll give you $20, and they go, still, you know, move the needle, old man. And they're like, if someone would have dangled, you know, I would have done gay kiddie porn when I was 13. If you dangled $20 in front of me, it doesn't move the needle because it's invisible now. It's all on their phone, and they all have Apple Pay.
You have to pay them in crypto.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I don't have Venmo.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
See, the Venmo's a great. Yeah. Here's the scam. Are you ready?
Okay. Upset now.
I don't want to tell you how to produce a comedy show.
Tell us, guy who doesn't have Venmo.
Here's how you do it. Here's how you do it. You book your gig, and when you book the gig, make sure everyone's older than 55, right? And you call it Legends of Comedy at Vitellus, you know what I mean? And then you tell everyone, it's $500 a 10-minute set, and they're like, oh, all right, I'm in. Then you get all these old fucks in there, and then when you're cashing out, you go, you got Venmo?
What's that
and
now?
They go,
a vending machine?
I like Venmo.
Yeah.
And then you go, no, Venmo. You have Venmo. And by the way, the person doesn't have it, gets on the defense, like, yeah. I don't know. I'm not good with the phone. And you go, that's what we got.
What have we learned?
And then they just leave. And that's it. You never have to pay them.
I gave you a check.
I know.
I should have given you cash.
Yeah, cash.
Cash is great.
Mm-hmm.
She's not your grandmother.
You're
she doesn't
right.
have to give you cash and a birthday card.
You're right. So I'm reading about you on your bio, and it said you did a stint as a psychology researcher at Harvard.
I did. And I read about you that your dad was a psychologist.
Yeah.
Or is?
Yeah, still is, kind of.
So I was going to be a therapist, and then I realized I'd rather make 100 people laugh than one person cry. And now I just make 100 people cry. but I was going to be a shrink.
Do you connect your psychology with your humor? You're not doing jokes about shrinks. What I mean is like you look at life from the lens of sort of a therapist or someone who studies the human condition and then sort of transfers it.
Maybe that just happens. I think I'm sensitive to people. But really, actually, it's just a way for me to get therapy because I can't afford therapy. So I just perform comedy. No, I'm joking.
You're going out with Bill Maher to Hawaii?
I am going to be opening for him in Hawaii over New Year's.
Oh.
Two dates. And I was supposed to do this 5 years ago. And then I was hit by a car. And I think I came in here right on the end of me being hit by the car.
About 3 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. So I wasn't able to do it that year. And then the next year he had Sarah Silverman. And then it was COVID. And then he had Nikki Glaser. And this year it's me. And I don't know who the other person is. You should do it.
Oh, boy.
I'd love to do it.
This is uncomfortable.
It's great. It's an excuse.
This is uncomfortable.
It's a vacation. You know, we always...
We joke that
with,
Bill Maher doesn't want him
through,
to come to
through
it.
Kyle Dunnigan's voice, but he doesn't want me on this. But now you kind of laid out a theme. It seems like he takes a woman out to open for him. You think that's what he does?
It's actually two people on each show. So I was just remembering the women.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who. Oh, it was Bobby.
Slayton?
Slayton.
Oh, wow.
Sarah, I think.
Huh. Well,
yeah.
Maybe I'll blow a call into Bill because it just seems like an excuse for a vacation, right?
Basically, it's 4 days in Hawaii and the last two are performing.
And the performance is 20 minutes?
I think so, yeah.
So you basically work 20 minutes,
and
right?
And then party. I mean, it's like, it's a great vacation. Yeah, I'm going to have to get a bathing suit, though, because I haven't worn a bathing suit in 40 years. I had a bikini. It was a top, a bottom, and a blindfold for everybody else. Just doing my material. Am I allowed to do that?
I have to tell you, I'm like a long-time fan of yours. Long. My brother and I, oh, my God, huge fan. And so something we always grew up saying to each other as a joke, because we were trying to be you, was how, you know, you didn't get along with your boyfriend and you realized you just were going in two different directions in life. Like, I was a night person. He didn't like me.
We were incompatible.
That joke has been in our lives for our entire lives.
Thank you. I hope he likes you, though, whoever.
Oh,
the boy.
He's.
Yeah.
I finally snagged one that likes me, yeah.
Yeah?
I did, yeah. He put a ring on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got engaged when I was 38.
Oh, mazel.
And I got married at 42.
Nice.
It was love at first sight. Now I'm not so sure. But, we've been together 20 years.
To a Sherman, right?
Yes.
A Sherman. Adam, I know this matters to you as well as me.
I'm reading it
Richard?
Here.
As in Robert Sherman. The Sherman Brothers, a Disney.
I feel seen right now.
Mary Poppins,
Chitty,
Sherman
Chitty,
Brothers.
Bang Bang, Jungle Book, Aristocrats, Aristocats, I should say.
Yeah. I was confused.
So my husband, when he was 7, came home from school, and his dad said, "What'd you do today?" And he said, "They gave us the vaccine for polio."
Yep, this was
amazing. And my father-in-law said, "You let them give you a shot?" And he said, "No. They put it on a sugar cube, and they put the sugar on a spoon, and we just ate that." And my father-in-law wrote, "Spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down."
So that wasn't a phrase that was coined by, you know, the founding fathers or anything?
That story was going around online everywhere during COVID vaccinations. Right. And no one could really verify if it was true or not. So now we know it's true.
It's on Snopes now because my husband verified it. But, it was big during COVID because people were...
And was there a lot of this with the young lad? Like, they'd come home confused, going, "We had a bird that was in a bush, and that we knew we had that one bird, but Tommy said to go for two.
There was nothing in my
hand.
But
then the one got away because..."
Hey, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
And then he wanted to eat cake, but then he didn't want to have the cake, too.
Yeah, he came up with all those...
Stitch and tie.
Lead a horse to water.
New broom sweep and clean. He did it all. Wow.
No.
Did he become exquisitely wealthy because of that endeavor? Or was this sort of before, you know, copyrights?
And, you mean my father-in-law?
Yeah, like selling it. You know, Disney owned it.
Yeah, he might have been a company man.
It's complicated because I think they own half of the rights.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time a Small World gets played at Disneyland, I don't think my father-in-law heard any clanging.
Right.
Maybe he got a $100 check.
It's in the back seat of my car right now, baby.
Did he do Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo?
He did that one, too.
Because that just ran on national ad like 2 years
Ribbidi
ago.
Rabbidi Run,
yeah,
I think.
It was a big deal.
And yet, the guys who wrote it, the brothers, they didn't really get along, but they wrote all this like beautiful music together.
So then your husband does what or doesn't have to do what?
No, he does. He worked on Boy Meets World, the sitcom, and he... directed a documentary about the Sherman Brothers that was
I saw that.
Highly, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. Did you see that, Gina?
I haven't.
No.
It's very interesting.
I'm in it for 8 seconds.
I'd love to see it. There's also a great Mike Rowe, The Way I Heard It, about them. That's incredible.
Are they portrayed in Saving Mr. Banks?
They sure are, by Ryan from The Office. I can't remember.
Jason Schwartzman played my uncle-in-law. And B.J.
Novak from The Office.
Played my... father-in-law,
so
who is gone now. But yes, that was very cool.
That was really cool.
I'm not done.
Oh.
Hey, listen, documentarian.
Yes.
It's great, but it doesn't necessarily pay the bills. Mm-hmm. I've made a few documentaries. Mm-hmm. You don't make a lot of money off them often. Sounds like I'll tell you who's a documentarian.
Ken Burns.
Rory Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Now, here's my point. She's a Kennedy. She can be a documentarian. You know what I mean? I can make documentaries, but I have to go on the road every other weekend and do a full-time podcast because it doesn't really keep the lights on. But your husband...
What are you asking?
I think your husband's got a little of the old money rolling in.
He has other gigs that he works on, and he's also a musician. He just put out an album.
Another example of a... Dawson, weren't you touring right now with Led Zeppelin? You're a musician.
My husband is the funniest person I know.
Everyone says that.
No,
you're
serious.
Clearly funnier than he is because you're
honestly
getting paid for it.
He is so shy, though. Like, he would never get on stage. He said, if I was on stage, I would just pee. He said, But so there's a little bit of that like Cyrano thing going on where he tells me, he gives me jokes.
Oh, that's nice.
So I just took the curtain away.
Mm.
So he's writing all the good
Not
stuff.
Not all of it.
Blind
it really went so fast.
He's actually outside. No, I'm kidding.
So that horrible car accident we were talking about last time, I think. Tell us about that.
We were in two, or I was in two accidents. In 2014, we were hit by a drunk driver, my husband and I. And there were 7 cars involved on Ventura Boulevard. And
Studio City.
Yeah. Like Sherman Oaks, Encino, and the woman in the car next to us died.
Oh, my God.
So that was like a really big wake-up call. And
how
yeah.
so? Sorry, I'm curious.
How is it a wake-up call?
Yeah, what do
Just
you mean
like we get panicky when we drive now a little bit. But also how quick life can go by, and you just never know.
What was the circumstance? I mean, did he hit her first and she hit you?
We were all in – there were four lanes of cars waiting to go straight or left, and there was a drunk driver who was in the breakdown lane, but then he saw somebody swerve out into his lane, so he swerved. He was going 90-something.
Really?
And we were all – yeah. And
you say the breakdown lane.
Well, like the little shoulder.
Like the bike lane?
Yeah. Like there was like an extra lane. Anyway, he swerved into one car that hit another car, and the woman in the next car to us, her whole back of her – it was a Hyundai. The whole back of her car was in the front of
the show
car.
Is sponsored by Hyundai.
Sponsored.
No, did – so she's in a little car. This guy's going 90. Did they really clock him at 90 or figure that
they
out
did.
Forensically?
And then he got out of his car and he walked to the convenience store and tried to get a beer.
Oh, my
God.
So
he could drink. It was Blue Moon beer. So he could drink.
They're also a sponsor.
So, I have so a knack,
he went
Adam.
To get a beer.
Yes, because I guess he had seen on picket fences or something that if you prove that your blood alcohol, you can't say when it was elevated or...
I mean, that's diabolical.
And right? also, why are they always the ones that jump out of the car spryly and
they're drunk.
Walk away?
Like, right. apparently your body is more fluid.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, so...
Wait, I haven't studied this facet of the law, but getting more beer in you... does what to help your case?
Well, they take your blood alcohol at the time. So maybe it was elevated because he just drank it.
Yeah.
Like maybe he wasn't drunk when he was driving.
He
was under the
legal
limit.
Opposite of what I was thinking. Yeah.
It's very fishy, of course, but like you go into the store, buy beer, vodka, or whatever, start drinking it. Who's to say when your blood alcohol level was over 0.08?
That's insane.
Right. So well, it would. Yeah, it would take.
It would stand to reason.
Well, anyway.
So they didn't sell it to him, but he stole it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I remember what it was, because he put it to – anyway, that was one accident.
Is he in jail, this guy?
I have tried to find out what happened to him, but I have never heard back. I mean, we weren't bodily harmed. The car was totaled, but it saved us.
Wow. What kind of car were you driving?
A VW.
Not a sponsor.
But you're a car guy.
Yes, I am.
I know. You know, during COVID – both my husband and I, our cars were eaten out by rats.
Yeah.
Like $3,000 of repairs that are not under warranty.
They climb into the engine bay and eat all the heat shield stuff that's above on the bottom of the hood, you know, so that the hood doesn't
like a nest.
What can I do? What can we do? Like, I took out the bed.
They went into the engine compartment, right?
Yeah.
You're saying during COVID because the car was parked for too long.
Right.
Okay. Crash the car.
Yeah.
That's right.
Go
a
buy a beer.
Give me a six or Blue Moon. We'll settle this out
and
in the parking lot. Yeah.
But then the second accident I was in, I was hit by a car while I was walking.
Oh,
right.
And since I've seen you, I won the settlement.
Mm-hmm.
She was found at fault. And I found myself during COVID when I wasn't working at all going, well, thank God I got hit by a car.
Yeah.
Like, I have some money.
It's weird that you can't find information about, like, these people that killed somebody and almost killed you and your husband.
I know.
Are you going through the courts and are they giving you a reason?
I haven't tried that hard. I just inquired once about 3 years ago.
I feel like a quick Google search might...
I don't
do
remember his name off the top of my head.
She knocked on the jailhouse door. Hey!
I had a drunken guy who destroyed my car, but I wasn't in it.
Oh.
But I did run into him at the Home Depot like 25 years later. He was like, hey, bro!
How did you know
like
that
old
he
times.
Did it? Like you had a camera?
No, it was a very, very strange story I'm not religious and I'm not spiritual and I'm not really anything, superstitious, anything. But I do have thoughts about things and the way they're going, and certain things just are, it's like
inevitable.
Certain things are like a fight. All like certain things are really easy, and then other things are like, oh God, it's kind of like you try to do something and it doesn't work, and then you go, oh, I'm going to try it the other way, and like it doesn't work, and then you try it a third time another way and it doesn't work, and starts to become apparent to you that there's almost an energy around
this. It's not meant to be.
Yeah, right.
Where it's like it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're like, before you start, it seemed pretty easy. Now it's not. And stupid stuff. Like I'll give you like a stupid thing. Like, remember all that talk a few years ago about like global entry card or whatever? Like everyone's going to need a global entry card. And I was like, all right, well, I told my assistant at the time, Matt, I was like, all right, well, make me an appointment at the Glendale DMV and I'll go in and get my global entry card from them. And he's like, well, the DMV in Glendale's booked up for 28 years, you know? And I'm like,
you gotta get the airport, man.
I'm like, okay.
That's convenient.
It's not at all.
I know. I'm like, okay. And then I realized I was going to do a car race in Monterey. And I said, you know, Monterey's in California. I could just go to the Monterey DMV. There's no waiting over there.
I think I suggested that to you.
Or Brian suggested it
to me. It was on the air,
yeah,
because like, there's DMVs everywhere.
Right. So he makes an appointment and then he goes, but you can't get it unless you have your birth certificate. And I'm like, I don't think I have my, I don't know where my birth. And I go search around. I can't find it. Smash cut to me going to renew my license, but they won't give me the global. And then I'm like, I don't have my birth certificate. And they're like, you could have brought a recent pay stub.
No, boy.
And I'm like,
oh.
Where did it say that? On the website.
I'm like, that check Wendy Liebman gave me.
And I kept saying to Matt, like, it can't just be the birth certificate. They got to have something else. Half the nation doesn't know where their birth certificate is. Like, nope, that's all. And it was, but it was a kind of wasn't meant to be hassle kind of. This was never going to be easy. By the way, the things that are easy, you never think about. This is like bang, bang.
They don't count.
Worked out perfectly. Yeah. You know, you don't think about the good timing. So but, some things have energy.
But the older I get, I feel like things are easier.
Well, that's you having more forethought and experience.
And shedding the hard things.
Or maybe just sleeping till noon.
Yeah.
Mornings are easier when you do that.
Yeah. Whose mailbox check is coming in? Chitty, chitty, bang, bang, or ran over by a Hyundai check?
Ouch.
It's good. We all wish. We're jealous. So, energy.
Okay, energy.
So I grew up in the San Fernando Valley, oppressively hot. No one had air, none of my family in the house or the car. We were just kind of poor. All the cars were old, kind of Dodge Darts, broken down, VW Bugs. You know, we brought them. And so we never had, there was never air. And I always just sort of ran hot. Like I was sweating all night. We'd get in the car and there's no carport. It was parked out in the sun. And it was always brutal. And I realized, like, I made it all the way through my childhood and high school and stuff, like, no air. And then when I got out of high school, I got into construction, and I had to drive a truck. And I was driving these old, you know, kind of first-generation Datsun mini trucks, you know, from the late 70s, early 80s. No air, no air, no air. And this thing of, like, getting a vehicle and feeling cold air blowing in my face, and it's – The problem is a double-edged sword if you grew up in the San Fernando Valley, because like you live in apartments, you live in crappy houses, and you're always parked on the street, so the car's just baking out in the sun, and then you get in with no air, and it's horrible. And so I was trying to get, like it was a quest to get from this truck to a station in life, like symbolically, where I could drive a car that had air. And at some point, I'd made it just a little bit into comedy, into show business, whatever. I was doing some bits for K-Rock. And I bought myself a very used Toyota Supra that was about 15 years old. But in my world, it was a car.
Sure.
It didn't have a lumber rack on it and didn't drive like a truck or have a bench seat. It was like a car. But it was so old that the air didn't work on it. So I was like, I'm going to fix this air. And I went embarked on this journey where I was going to fix it myself, and I didn't know anything about it, but I was kind of a mechanic, so I was like, what do I do? And I went to some place in Deep Van Nuys, and I got the receiver dryer, and then you have to give it another Freon charge. But the thing, I fucked this thing up 10 ways to Sunday. They, at some point, sold me like a faulty pump. I had to take the pump back to the place in Van Nuys. I was living in La Crescenta. There's all these big – I tried out, and it like feel like, oh, is it cooling off? Is it cooling? No,
the suggestion of air.
I'd have to bleed the system and then get another Freon charge, because like once you open the system, you have to get another charge now. It was months and hundreds of dollars, hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and it just wasn't happening. And at a certain point, as I was struggling with this – I also was doing better in show business, and I was like starting to make a little bit of money. And I just went, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this car. I'm going to drop it off at one of those places that says nothing but air conditioning. It's all we do is we fix. And I was like, I don't care if you have to replace every motherfucking part in this component, receiver, dryer, pumps, all of it. Just do it. I don't care what it costs. I'm making money now. I'm dropping it off. And, Jimmy dropped me off. Jimmy, back when you had to have rides, right? Like you pick stuff up, you drop stuff off. And I remember Jimmy Kimmel, he drove me, followed me out there. I dropped the car off. I said, all right. He said, pick it up at 5. There'll be frosty air coming right through the vents. I said, all right. I got there. I dropped it off. Jimmy and I went out, had dinner, had lunch, you know, played putt-putt golf or something. He came by and he dropped me off at 5, and I walked into the office, and I said, where's the car? We got the frosty air. And he goes, nah, we didn't work on it. I said, why not? And my ride had dropped me off. He's like, you took the keys.
Oh my God.
It just sat there. We tried calling you. And then he said, while it was in our parking lot, somebody backed into it.
And you said, but how's the air?
I had to like literally call Jimmy back or something. He turned around. He took me. I said, well, can I just leave it here? He said, no, we're booked up now. You have to bring it back in a week.
This was not meant to be
insult to injury.
Like, oh, my God.
This is not for shirt.
I made the arrangements. I came back and I had this. I was now getting a ride, you know, to go pick up the car. My dad gave me a ride. And I said, I had this philosophical discussion with him, and I just said, it's not meant to be. It's not meant to be. I've been fighting with this for 8 months on this car. It has fought me I wasn't meant to have air conditioning. This is cosmically, it's not meant to be. And then I said to my dad, this car will be stolen or destroyed very shortly. And he's like, it was kind of like, yeah, all right. I'd never had a car destroyed and never had a car stolen. And sure enough, he dropped me off. I got in it. Frosty cold air was pouring from the vents.
All
you know,
that ends well.
$900 later, I drove it back to my apartment in Toluca Lake. I guess the reason Jimmy didn't drive me is because Jimmy was in New York with Kevin and Bean doing the MTV Music Awards, and I had come back to audition for Loveline, the TV show. So I was like kind of getting going with my career. And I was in my small apartment in Toluca Lake, and the Supra was parked on the street directly in front of me. It was like first floor, but the balcony was like 4 feet off the ground. And I was a nice night. I was just sitting out there talking to Jimmy, and at some point he just said, what was that noise?
Oh God.
And I said, it was the sound of a Ford F-150 pickup truck destroying my car. Hit it so hard that the guy popped up on the lawn and was now facing me in his pickup truck, and the car had caromed my car into the middle of the street. He put the car in reverse, the truck. He started dragging it. Both front tires popped on the rims, whatever, just dragged it out. I was just like looking at him, literally 5 feet away from him, just down the street, sparks coming out, whatever. Car was total.
Is Nissan your sponsor?
Ford F-150 used to be until I just told that story.
Wow. Oh my God. So you had a vision that this car w- – so what do you see in my future?
I see you being hit by at least six more cars.
No, don't say that.
But the checks. But the checks keep rolling in.
I don't have enough limbs.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that out loud.
I don't know. I just know that that was an instance where this thing was fighting me, yep, and I was forcing it, and it just didn't want to go there.
Is that
and
why
it was totaled.
Is that why you have 17 cooling zones in your house
That's
now?
Right. That's
I
right.
I thought you were going to say they installed in your car like one of those real air conditioners.
Like
in
a unit?
Window, yeah.
A wall mount.
In the back seat.
Yes, that was... That was, you can kind of tell the haves and the have-nots, because the house I grew up in, we kept collecting those. Each room would get their own right. window
la
unit buzzing away.
But you grew up hot. Like
I
you,
did.
So, it, like, I like the hot weather because I like sweating without having to exercise.
Mm.
So that, I would have taken that car hot boxing thing as a plus.
Yeah, there, we should figure it out, but... I've had roommates who had, like, no problem with the heat. They're just like, man, I can go right to bed. No. I've been like, I can't
like
do it. I'm too
well,
hot.
Well, they say you're supposed to sleep when it's cooler.
Yes.
Out,
yes.
But I don't like that either.
68 degrees in my house every night.
Good for you,
68.
Gina.
It's got to be.
Yeah, well, we're talking to a sleep expert when you – or maybe we're talking to, I don't think
it could have been Andrew Huberman.
Huberman, where you're saying, like, the idea, when you wake up, you start warming up. That's
it's like your body's natural alarm clock to start warming up.
I
That's
have
what
one
happens.
Of these sleep rings. Have you seen these sleep
Those
rings?
Those are cool.
So it tracks when I'm in REM, when I'm in deep sleep, and when I'm just like...
Do you like the sleep ring?
I really like it.
Oh, they're not a sponsor.
Now you can talk
shit. I really like it. Although one morning I was watching Diagnosis Murder. Don't judge me. And my sleep ring said that I was in REM during.
Oh, really?
While I was watching.
Well, don't tell that to one of the writers of that program, because that is an insult. Not since I was going on a rant, looked through the window, and saw Engineer Dawson take a big draw off a flask.
Just now?
As an artist.
No, it was a while back.
As an artist, been that insulted about their
To be fair, mark. It was a Sunday.
That's true.
Do you
that
do this
true.
Every day?
Yep.
You do?
Indeed.
Yes.
That's amazing. Even when you're on the road?
Well, we do live versions
yeah,
of this.
Yeah, or we'll double, you know, one day to make up for the next day. Or...
And have you traveled a lot during COVID? Or
I have,
COVID?
Yeah.
Is COVID still going on?
I don't know.
Suppose you ask.
Hard to say.
It was never really going on for me, but all the rules were going on. I wasn't really going on in my head. I was just felt like, okay, I'm going to have to do this thing that I don't want
so
to do.
So you weren't nervous about it? Ever.
No, I never thought about it. I was philosophical. You're either going to get it or you're not going to get it. I didn't
right.
see any way to prevent, you know, I didn't see taking your shoes off before you came back into the house or
right.
putting on latex gloves or wearing a mask alone in your car or something. I kind of said, look, you're going to get it
right.
or you're not. Based on many people people kept saying, I did everything right and I got it. So I took
right.
that as, why do everything right?
So I was just nervous. I never got it. Nobody I am close to got it. But I did get shingles.
Oh,
oh
I'd
really?
Rather have COVID,
I'd
at least the way
COVID.
I had it.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, shingles is horrible.
It wasn't that bad. I had it on my face, on my forehead. But the lingering, it's like I have long shingles because sometimes it's numb up here now. I was lucky. It never got really painful.
Oh, I was going to say, from what I've heard, it's like your nerves are on fire, like in your body.
They always talk about how painful yeah. shingles are.
I think they are if they're on your body somewhere. Mm. But here they're just nervous because it's near the eye.
Mm.
And
mm-hmm.
then it can go into your ear too, which is what Justin Bieber had. He had that haze. Not his.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
Half his face
Ramsey.
Was paralyzed.
Yeah,
tinnitus.
And that's from that virus getting into your
oh
ear.
Oh, my God.
So I had to go to, like, some eye specialist to make sure it wasn't in the eye.
Oy.
I mean, jeez. I'm going, I could live with one eye. Thank you. I backtracked. I could live with one eye if that happened. You know,
Ramsey Hunt syndrome.
Yeah.
Ramsey Hunt. So he's okay now?
I think he's resting. I think he's on, like... medical rest, because that's how you get rid of these nervous system issues.
How does one get shingles?
it's autoimmune, and I thought I was like really healthy. And they say it could be from nerves or anxiety.
Car bumpers.
car bumpers. I don't know how I got it. I just woke up, and I'm not like a doctor or anything. I play one on the internet sometimes, but I had like these red bumps, and I was like, I just think I have shingles. And then, yeah, I had it. So that's that story.
And also, like, anyone who had chicken pox, which was pretty much all of us, can get shingles.
Yeah, right. If you had chicken pox, it's in your body.
Yeah, we
so
still
it's
have
like,
it.
Just had to be ignited by something.
Maybe we know too much to be happy.
That's possible.
Because it used to be like, take a shot of brandy, walk it off.
Bite on this strap.
We don't know anything about any of this. Just have a shot.
I think you're right. I think we know so much. Like, yeah, I think it.
Well, if you look at it, if you kind of look at it this way, like we all get the Howard Hughes version of life where he's seeing these germs everywhere and he doesn't want to touch anything. Right. And so you go, all right. So on one extreme, we have Howard Hughes, freaked out, reclusive, scared of humanity and germs and everything. And on the other spectrum, we have my dog, Phil. He's a 110-pound lab. He'll sleep anywhere and do anything. And so you go, all right, those are the spectrum. We're inching toward Howard Hughes.
Mm. As a society.
Yes, because we know way too much. Mm-hmm. So many articles about here's how particles work with a mask, you know, and here's what's on the surface of a payphone or
average desk. If you cough in this grocery aisle, it travels to
right.
three
here's
grocery aisles.
Here's
down.
A 3D cloud right. of germs that's heading toward your
Don't
house.
Don't go to bakery.
Right. Yeah, like
imagine
maybe we know too much.
K95 mask was 3 years ago.
Not right. Nobody, unless I guess you were in the construction
yeah, exactly.
painting business.
I just haven't breathed since 2020.
That's for the best.
Smart.
You do what Mayor Garcetti does.
That's right.
What does he do?
He puts his arm around Magic holds Johnson at SoFi Stadium and holds his breath.
Yeah, he's fine.
When he's taking photographs. Or so he says. Can we agree that I think it was Garcetti that said he holds his breath, and I think it was Gavin Newsom that said, I had my mask in my hand. Mm-hmm. Can we just agree no answer yeah. might be better than yeah. horrifically yeah. insane, retarded answer?
He yeah. didn't inhale.
He didn't inhale, and Newsom had the mask in his hand.
Yeah,
so
his hand's fine.
That'll work on an airplane. Hey, yeah. sweetie, pipe down. It's right here.
Oh, you mean
well,
this?
The virus knows if you have the mask in your hand.
That's, right. I guess, the implication he was making? I don't yeah. know. All right, let me tell you about Freshly, and then we'll get to some news. 4th of July is almost here. Spend more time celebrating and less time in the kitchen. That's right. Let Freshly handle lunch and dinner and take advantage of their limited time 4th of July sale now through July 10th. Save $150 across your first six orders. Yeah. So everyone, I mean, the best part about 4th of July, I think when you get a little older, is the part where you eat mm-hmm. and let Freshly handle that. Delicious, fresh, healthy. Prepared meals delivered straight to your door. No cooking required. Ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. Over 50 nutritionist-designed entrees, like their classic steak peppercorn, sides like masterful mac and cheese, and their new line of plant-based meals as well. New meals added weekly at Freshly. Right, Dawson?
Stop stressing about dinner. Now through July 10th, Freshly is offering our listeners a special 4th of July deal. $150 off your first six orders when you go to Freshly.com/ACS. That's $150 off at Freshly.com/ACS through July 10th. Don't miss out on this 4th of July offer. Get $150 off at Freshly.com/ACS.
All right, quick break. Break. Back with the news right after this.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gino Grad. Stuff they saw on TMZ. Joe Biden. Kamala. Meet news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
We have have a little breaking news, at least as we record this today, about Ghislaine Maxwell. She has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for helping the sex offender and globe-trotting financier Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse teenage girls. She's the British socialite, 60 years old. She was convicted in December of 5 charges, including sex trafficking a minor, for recruiting and grooming 4 girls to have sexual encounters with Epstein, then who was her boyfriend between 1994 and 2004. In imposing,
so, I'm sorry, did no bombshells come out about other people who were involved?
She, somehow, whoever was sitting there watching the trial, shitting their pants.
That's crazy.
I don't think there's been any name releases.
I bet she'll appeal with names.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah, so she's been sitting on that.
That's what I think.
Yeah,
very possible. You're right. We should talk. Mark Garagos will come in here in 40 minutes, and I'll ask about that, because she's going to want to do some dealing, I would assume.
She's got the golden book.
Yeah.
I mean, that's. I would imagine a lot of attorneys would think that's more important than her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other names in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I can't wait to hear what he says.
Yeah.
I mean, 20 years is a long time for her to be able to name names.
That's true.
Yes, I agree. She'll think of some.
That's right. And also, are we going to – did everyone learn from Epstein? Is she going to be in a glass case of some kind and
like
monitor
Magneto.
24
like –
That's right. 24
seems,
hours a day.
It's weird how this is a thing. I mean, it's like – more conspiracy, more this, more FBI that, more killings in the prison, more he wasn't going to talk, someone didn't want him to talk. Kind of feel like something that seemed like something I'd see in movies 25 years ago, and I was always like, oh, come on. But maybe there is something.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's a really interesting point. I can't wait to see what Garriga says about that, because she's still – you're right. She can still appeal.
Yeah.
Maybe she thought, I'll sit on this.
She has to have names, right?
Of course. And they said in the sentencing she had no expression. She had no remorse. She didn't accept any responsibility. So I don't know. I think people tend to like atonement, and she gave none.
She's a strange one.
Yeah. I actually
I just wonder how that relationship works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I listened to a podcast when this was like first hitting about her life, and she had kind of a weird life, like the daughter of like this magnate like financier who kind of like was real lukewarm on his daughter, maybe had some of the daughter issues, you know, and just wanted somebody to recognize her. I don't know.
But she's out doing the recruiting, right?
Yeah, because who's gonna be afraid of a woman coming up to you and being like, "Oh, you're pretty.
Yeah,
have
she
you considered
was nice
modeling?"
Looking
yeah.
and
British,
probably
posh.
Probably well coiffed and trained and everything else.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah. So now equal opportunity. We get to be scared of all women and men.
Yes, good.
I think that's the takeaway.
Yes.
Let's talk about some of the details of the Roe v. Wade sort of roundup, because there's just so much happening so quickly. So judges in Louisiana and Utah have temporarily halted bans on abortion in the wake of this decision. More than a dozen states had what's known as trigger laws, which I'm sure you've been hearing right and left. That would immediately put the ban in place and drastically limit abortions in certain states. There's 21 to 26 states that are expected to full out ban abortion. That is 26 to 31 million women of reproductive age in all those
states
combined.
What's the cutoff for the reproductive age?
I mean, when do you, are you asking when you go into menopause?
You mean menopause?
I mean, like when you're statistically trying to ascertain this, do you start at 13 and end at 42?
I started at 11 and I ended at 46.
Oh.
Are we using you as the model?
I have a feeling I'm strange.
That's broad.
I think it's more like 13 and 47. That's what I'm going.
Really? I don't think they go that deep. Do they?
Well, I think you can still have children.
One can still – look, there's always a story about the 67-year-old woman in Nova Scotia who got pregnant with twins or whatever. One can.
But there's tons of IVF.
But you're doing like – all right. Tom Brady's 44 years old. But if you go the range of an NFL player, it's not Tom Brady.
Generally ends at 32.
Cuts off at, yeah. Chris, see what the reproductive range. I'm
menopause
curious.
Age. I'm sure it's
yeah, I'll be
available.
Curious if they go that far.
I'd be interested. Yeah.
Can I just ask this? Adam, write this down real quick when we talk to Garagos, because I follow a lot of cancer survivors, a lot of cancer advocates and stuff like that. Gina alluded to IVF. Write down IVF, because I'm very curious. A lot of people are asking what happens to embryos. You know what I mean? You dispose of the embryos after a certain point. You know, you're 55 years old. You've had all the kids you want. That could be seen as a crime, perhaps. You know, if in fact life begins at conception,
well,
you're throwing away embryos.
It's interesting.
Can you get rid of some of your kids?
Well, Adam, you had the option to reduce at one point. Obviously, it didn't happen, but this is a real thing.
And So now all of this that seems kind of far fetched. I feel like we understand now that nothing is off the table, and I'll give you a couple examples. So. A lot of people especially said to me over the weekend, well, you know, who cares? You could just go to another state and get an abortion. Well, here's the problem, a couple of the problems with that. First of all, a lot of the states that are going to ban are clustered together. So it's not like you're in, you know, this is not accurate because Kansas is still up and running, but it's not like I live in Kansas City, I'm just going to hop over to Missouri. And but again, that's an inaccurate example. They're all clustered together. So, you know, good luck. You're going to have to go many states away in a lot of cases. Also,
well, we're going to provide air.
Well, here's the thing.
In ground transportation.
Right. And that's and a lot of
whoever's paying taxes in California, we're going to start off.
That's also very possible. For sure. And businesses are
it's
putting
gonna
down
a,
their contracts.
It's going to be a windfall for a lot of young single dudes when we start carting in, let's say, women who are, you know, fast and loose, you know, sexually. I mean, they're here for a reason.
They'll think through their decisions.
They're not born-again Christians. They're here for a reason.
Right.
You could be, you know, hanging
waiting
around.
At the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little pickup at LAX. The other thing is...
Don't wait at the airport. Wait.
No.
No. No, the airport is...
Hold up a sign that says, slut.
Right.
See who gets in your car.
You want to wait at the shuttle that takes them back to the airport.
Understood.
And see if you can give them a ride. Don't
Understood.
Wait at the airport. That's going to be a very difficult, dark conversation.
Got it. So the Republican state representative of Missouri, Mary Coleman, she sponsored a proposal to sue anyone who helps a Missouri resident get an abortion out of state. So
yeah,
it's not
horrible.
Just you're allowed to leave and go. You are if you are a resident of Missouri. This
feels
didn't
like
go through, by the way.
Overreach.
It's blessed be the fruit-ish. There's also states like Massachusetts and Connecticut that are pre-putting in things preventing doctors from being extradited out of state to face major sentences for helping women have a safe procedure.
Mike August, who has a pretty good head on most things politically, said, now we're going to get into a Don't Play Sun City type of a situation.
Oh.
You know, Patton Oswalt is not going to Mississippi.
Right.
Or is not going to New Orleans to do a show.
Right.
He wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to be a thing.
Right.
Celebrities are going to pipe up.
I always have weird feelings about that because it's like for the residents that are there and also disagree with the law, now they don't get to laugh either. You know what I mean? It's like
not a lot of pro-lifers in the crowd for the Patton Oswalt.
Right. Like, how is that really?
And God forbid, maybe there are a dozen or two. Maybe you'll change your mind.
Right.
That's right.
The other, just a couple of things, just because we're doing a little rundown. There's also been this thing on Instagram. I'm sure you guys haven't seen it as much because I don't know if it really, they're targeting it to you. But for women, it's if you have a period tracker on your phone, which is like a really easy way to keep it's like a fertility
cycle
thing.
Days.
Everyone says get it off your phone, erase that information, which sounded fucking crazy to me. And I thought that was a little nuts. Well, it's not crazy. An example we're dealing with of that right now is the director of Missouri's state health department. He admitted in court that he kept a spreadsheet tracking the menstrual cycles of women who visited Planned Parenthood in the state because they're trying to mathematically figure out, wait a second, she should have had her period. She didn't have her period. Did she get an abortion?
Who has that kind of time?
I was going to say.
There's a lot of people.
People say elaborate.
Yeah,
I can't even walk through the fucking aisle at the store with the feminine napkins without having to fucking stop for a minute.
My sleep ring does track your menstrual period.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, but, you know.
I was going to say, are we safe right now?
I'm safe right now.
How does she get one?
So
I just couldn't imagine that spreadsheet.
When people say, When people say, like, whatever, states' rights, fuck you. Okay, let's go with that. It's not just that. This is really bleeding out into other categories.
You know, you know,
other
growing
states,
up
other
when
categories.
Nobody cared about me, I wouldn't have minded. Like, somebody's
yes, attention.
Caring about
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I matter.
It's like when your stepdad's beating on you and he's
sure.
I'm doing this because I love you.
That's right.
I'm keeping track of your period because I care. I, one could say it's the ultimate form of attention.
That's
I
true.
I got pregnant on the pill. It was Viagra. But
I waited for the punchline.
I know.
That was coming.
But no, I never had kids. Hey, I couldn't well, have.
Tell your husband that one was a fucking 8.5.
What?
Tell your husband that joke was an 8.5. That was a good one.
No, I wrote that one.
I can kind of tell the real zingers. The guy wrote on Boy Meets World. I think he knows what he's doing.
There's a meme
he's
going around,
hilarious.
Too, about that.
There's a meme going around
about
is.
That. Saying, like, you know, if God didn't want you to have an abortion, then we should ban Viagra because I guess God wants you to have a limp dick. So it's like, what are we putting science into? What are we not putting science into? And then in the realm of, okay, but we're done here and we're going to move on to other things. Justice Clarence Thomas argued in a concurring opinion released on Friday that the Supreme Court should reconsider its past rulings codifying rights, because everybody suddenly is a legal scholar, knows that things should have been codified, to contraception access, same-sex relationships, same-sex marriage. We need to take another look at all of this as well.
He wants to take a look at same-sex marriage?
Yeah, it says, in his concurring opinion, Thomas wrote that the justice, quote, should reconsider all of the court's precedents, including Griswold, Lawrence, and Obergefell. That's referring to three cases having to do with Americans' fundamental privacy, due process, and equal protection rights.
I don't think he's going to be able to rally his Confederates
but
for
he only
this
has
one.
To rally. It's 6-3. I mean,
I always say this, but I don't think we're going to go that deep with this.
No, Adam, you know, because you can see the future. So.
Normally, I do have a crystal brain. I don't think the gay marriage or interracial marriage. I don't think we're going to go.
Well, certainly not that, because he has a white wife. Jeannie.
That's right, he has a white wife.
But also, like, literally, none of us, nobody on any side of anything, thought that this was going to happen.
I agree. It was a bad precedent. It was like a bad legal rule. Like
yeah.
Most people know law scholars goes Roe v. Wade was a bullshit thing. We like what it was for, but it's not constructed very
right.
well. So it was always vulnerable.
Right.
And now they got people.
But what guy isn't happy that like the girl he impregnated could get an abortion?
That was my next question. This benefited everybody across the board. I'm sure there's many women who've been talked into having an abortion that would have liked a chance to have a child with that person. And that's going away for everybody. You're absolutely right.
Well,
it's crazy.
Well, they'll be able to get them in California, New York, and half the whatever
if
places.
They can. And but those facilities, those clinics are going to be buckling under the weight of all the people coming in. They're overwhelmed already. They're pre-overwhelmed. They're gonna be turning tons of people away.
I think the Democrats will rally hard on this one and they'll figure it out or prevent that from happening.
I think women are smart and they'll find the right.
Oh.
I also think they should be. Dr. Drew said half of abortions are drugs. I mean, you take a pill.
Plan B.
Like somebody's going to be sending shit places.
So they
you
are.
Have to do that.
They're coming from other countries. People are stockpiling Plan B now. CVS, which is the largest drugstore in the country, is now putting a limit on you can only buy 3 Plan Bs. And they're talking about mail tracking, but they're hoping that doesn't become a thing.
I wonder if the people at the store. Yeah, I wonder if that's in Plan B. I wonder if the people.
Leave it a death row!
You can probably tell the difference politically because you'll go to the store and half the people will be trying to hoard Plan B and the other is going to be trying to hoard baby formula. And I wonder if those two have to fucking pass each other in the aisle. Like, they get in each other's way.
Good luck, brother!
There's a civil unrest at CVS.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Speaking of that, I do think this is a high time for a drag queen to be named Sybil Unrest.
Mm.
And somebody needs to get on that.
Or Sybil Undressed.
Oh, that's good.
To watch that as well.
I know that's a good drag queen named Hedda Lettuce.
Oh, that's. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. That I can
sounds
confirm.
Sounds super attractive.
You know, ever since my accident where I was hit by a car, I still get nervous walking across the street. So I do my best Rue fucking Paul. I like cross the street like a drag queen.
Yes, make yourself
get out of my way,
like a coyote's coming up on you, just right. As big as possible.
Wow, what does head of lettuce look like?
I can show you a picture of head of lettuce.
Just a redhead.
That's Hedda Lettuce. She was on Drag Race.
She had red hair when I met her.
Now she's got green hair.
Yeah, because she's
not bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We love throwing around she.
Mm-hmm. drag queens, they all have, do you have to have your male junk to be a drag queen?
I think for the most part, from what I understand, is you are a full-on male that's dressing up.
You pee standing up.
Oh, right. Yes, because there was
this
crazy.
Standing up.
Oh, do you have an arched pelvis? There was this crazy episode of Drag
After
Race.
The accident, her pelvis got knocked
that was
in
part
her.
Of the settlement, where somebody stopped the show. I think her name was Cinnamon, because she announced, "I've been lying to all of you," and she said,
I saw that.
"I'm trans. I'm not really a drag queen."
Mm. Yeah,
it was a big deal.
My grandfather was outraged. I remember after he heard that. He snapped a pencil. He put his pipe down. He got up and stormed out of his den.
He wailed. I don't know what to believe. And he ran into traffic.
He needed air conditioning. Oh,
that's right. He was just hot and cranky.
My grandparents had the one unit in the bedroom, but that didn't benefit us who'd sleep on the sofa.
That's hoarding.
I know.
That's not fair.
All right. Let's do one more.
All right. Let's find a little fun one here. So let's talk about this bench clearing brawl over the weekend. Tempers boiled on Sunday afternoon in Anaheim, which resulted in benches clearing. And we'll show you. I'll just put the video up while we talk about it. So things got so crazy at one point, someone threw a full crate of sunflower seeds onto the field, which we also have that video if you want. So what happened was, in the top of the second inning, Angels pitcher Andrew Wants drilled Mariners right fielder Jesse Winker in his leg with a pitch. That sent Winker off, kept trying to get to Wants, and everybody just jumps onto the field, and it's like a good old-fashioned fight. Went on 18-minute game delay.
I love that the bullpen has to come out.
Yeah, they
of
have
course,
to come out.
They're boys.
I didn't know people loved sunflower seeds that much.
Wow, they're going at it hard.
They are. It really is fun. Like old school. In a total combined 12 members of the Mariners and Angels were reprimanded for their roles in this. The punishments included multiple game suspensions, undisclosed closed fines. Show the sesame or the sunflower seeds.
Oh, wow. Come on, man. They are the home team. That's our grounds crew.
Yeah, it's true.
Shut up.
You know, just take that.
Yeah. It's like you're giving him a gift. I don't get it.
So it was retribution for something, right?
Yeah, he hit him. He hit the guy.
Right, but they usually hit you because someone else got hit.
It was a series of events.
I don't follow football, so I don't.
Clearly.
Well, maybe there's a new entry in the Highland Games, the sunflower seed chuck.
Yeah, the seed toss.
He got a good distance on that.
Well, he's probably right-handed. He's a ball player.
Sure.
Natural athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. First off, the seed obsession with baseball, and I guess it's the seeds versus the dip. What they're trying to get that on. But I would argue, how about we just go cold turkey for the whole game?
Who gets to snack during their game?
Downtime.
Yeah. Yeah, hit by a pitch in second inning, first inning, threw behind. Oh,
threw
they
behind
throw
another
behind.
Guy in the first inning, and then the second inning, he hit the guy. So,
okay.
So it's deliberate. Like he deliberately hit him.
Yeah, if it's by mistake, and somehow everyone always knows, but if it's by mistake, they'll never fight. If it's on purpose, they'll fight. Or it's perceived to be on purpose.
Well, so, they know because of the memo.
Yeah.
Right.
They know, well, they know because whatever the history is. Like, the guy hits a home run, then he does the bat flip, and he looks at the pitcher, and he jogs, and next time that guy gets up, he's getting a beanball. But if, like, the bases are loaded, and it's the bottom of the ninth, and you hit him, and he takes his base, and the winning run, you didn't want to do that.
Right,
so
it's
all about intention with them.
But you know how you talk about, like, pickpocketers and stuff and how quaint that is? Isn't it quaint somehow to see a bench-clearing baseball brawl?
Yeah.
Like, it seems like a wonderful thing of the past.
People get hurt, Gina. I'm glad you find it quaint.
I do. I really do. Like, you're sticking up for your boys. Yeah, you're throwing fisticuffs.
Well, and also the crowd cheers it on.
That's
but
right.
you punch out one Giants fan in the parking lot, and all of a sudden you're the bad guy.
Yeah. Paralyzed for life.
Yeah, there was another hit by pitch this weekend where Bryce Harper, like one of the biggest stars in baseball, broke his thumb, and Blake Snell hit him and broke his thumb, and Bryce was so mad, but he's yelling at him, "I know it wasn't your fault. It's okay. I know it's not your fault." But even though he knew he's going to be out for a long time.
So I'll do that in the bedroom sometime. Really?
It was interesting.
So he was just venting.
He was very visibly upset. Blake Snell took his hat off, like, "I'm sorry," and they've known each other since they were kids. So he's yelling, but like, "I know it wasn't your fault. I know you didn't mean to."
Oh, they have a penalty box like in hockey?
No,
that's the locker room.
He said, "I know."
Yeah, so I mean, you can't lip readers are all analyzing Bryce Harper's. Yelling at
was he the guy who had the drug problem and was out of the league or something?
That's Josh Hamilton.
Josh
Hamilton.
I don't
think he plays anymore. I think he's been out of the league. I mean,
kind of look like the same guy.
They have a similar look.
Josh got some tats, I think.
No, Bryce is a good player.
Yeah.
We used
Hamilton
to go
came back and was
yeah,
good.
Hamilton yeah. came back and was an all-star. Yeah, like I think he won the home run derby or finished second. He was a real good player.
It was like a good story about a guy who got in trouble with drugs and he got thrown out of the league and it was like bottomed out.
But he was like
a
real hot, like he was a number one draft pick or something. He's a real big prospect and bottomed out.
And then he came back and won the home run championship.
We love that story.
Do they still trade baseball cards? Brian, gum.
How dare I mean, yes, we do.
You do?
No, I haven't collected them on many.
But I mean, they still make them.
I don't think the gum is involved in
it. What? Like in Fleer or whatever?
Tops had the gum.
Yeah. I don't think gum has the impact or lure it has for kids today growing up for
one
us.
One hard like, stick of rectangle gum.
Just, I'm going to walk 3 miles and get a piece of gum from the liquor store and then come back. Like, good luck getting my kids to do that.
Yeah.
Also, if somebody ever had like a bowl, if you had some relative, some uncle or something, or one of your friends' houses or whatever, had some sort of bowl with gum in it, like bubble gum in it. It's like, we're moving in.
That's the greatest thing ever.
We're hanging there.
Where'd
full
you get
time.
This?
There's no more of that, right?
Yeah,
right.
We had caramels. My grandmother always Werther's. Had caramels.
Yeah. Yeah.
I made the mistake of chewing the Topps gum like when I was a little kid. It's horrible.
First of all, it's so hard.
It crumbles into a thousand pieces in your mouth.
Yes.
And if you can get it into a paste, that's the best it can do. The big league chew, however.
So oh, that's awesome. Because
we didn't get a lot of sugar. Yeah. So I loved it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was like a sugar.
Well, for our grandparents, and I actually still like this candy, the hard candy of choice was the strawberry candy that had the little strawberry wrapper on the – no goo in it.
I know that
just
one.
A hard candy with the little green top and the red –
I thought it had goo, too. But
I did, too. I don't recall goo.
I remember goo as well.
We never had any of that at the Cola houses, but there were other people that had it.
Yeah.
And by the way, it was like ribbon candy sitting in a bowl in the living room. Both parents smoked.
Yeah.
It's been there for 3 years.
Five.
You know what
decades.
I mean? You grab
no air.
It, it'd come out in one piece.
Yes.
You'd have to like break it off. It's still like, that's the best house.
Yes.
That house is the best. Like, that would not move the needle in my kid's world 10 millimeters.
It'd be a punishment.
Eat that. All right. Let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. God wants you to have a limp dick.
Gina That was the news with Gina Grad.
Well, X chair, last but not least. Many of us spend a lot of time in our office chair. And look, you spend a lot of time, I say, get a good bed, get a good car. You spend a lot of time there. Get a good office chair like X chair. It's so important to invest in the right chair with the right level of support and comfort, and you will be more productive. X chair is my favorite place to hang out. I bought an X chair many, many years ago just for my home office, and now I sit on one when I do the podcast. X chair's patented dynamic variable lumbar, or DVL, offers the ultimate customized support. X chair can even give you a massage or heat you up or cool you down. And thanks to X chair's new FS360 armrest, you can even adjust that. So you get it dialed in and it'll be in the perfect position for you. This is something you should treat yourself to, the X chair. Am I right, Dawson?
X chair prices will increase on July 11th. You still have time to get an X chair at current prices. So shop now and beat the price increase. Go to xchairadam.com now. That's the letter X chair, ADAM.com, or call 1-844-4XCHAIR. X chair is a 30-day guarantee of complete comfort, and you can finance your purchase for as little as $30 a month. xchairadam.com.
Are they one of your sponsors?
Yes.
Indeed.
You're sitting in one right now.
Really? Yes. I'm so careful of this.
It's awesome, right?
Do I get to take it home?
Sure, yes. Okay. We'll wheel it out for you.
Yeah. Let's recut that check, and then we can talk about the chair. Hollywood Improv, that'll be Hollywood, California, July 8th, and also doing the locally grown comedy at Vitello's, and that'll be Studio City, great place. Have dinner downstairs. Come upstairs and see some comedy July 21st. Wendy Liebman is where you can go if you want to hit her up on Twitter or Instagram as well. And thanks for coming back,
Thank
Wendy.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
My pleasure. And I'm going to be in Springfield, Missouri, Blue Room Comedy Club, July 15th, 16th. We'll do some live pods there and some stand-up there as well. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Wendy Liebman and Gina Grad and Bull Bryan saying mahalo.
You're literally fucking a dude in the ass.
You can watch this episode of The Adam Carolla Show at youtube.com/Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 and get your tickets to see The Ace Man at adamcarolla.com.
Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.